Just had somebody that wouldn't say where they worked for, but they said, hey, maybe they fat-fingered your package, Liv, and they hit the wrong button. So, I don't know. Keep calm. Don't yell.
I know, I'm calm. All I'm saying, Joe, if you would have spent that much on a package and it didn't deliver for over a week, you would be so mad. And they're just saying, I'm sorry, it's lost. Like, that's it.
Keyword if. I'm the cheapest guy in the world.
Exactly. Do you know how many things I got for that amount of money?
No, was anything in there for me or Alex or Pork Chop?
Well, now you'll never know. It could have been. It might have been, but now you'll never know.
Where's this package?
Exactly.
It's the Joe and Alex Show. Who cares about this garbage?
British actor Idris Elba is People's Magazine's sexiest man alive for 2018.
I'm really, really happy with that, man. Thank you so much, People Magazine, for making me sexiest man in the world.
Yeah.
I'm loving that. It's an honor. My mom is going to be very, very proud. So thank you to you guys.
He says it was a nice surprise and definitely an ego boost for sure. Elba has become one of Hollywood's hottest stars, racking up award nominations. He's portrayed Nelson Mandela in the 2013 film Mandela Long's Walk to Freedom and has played a Norse god in Marvel's Thor franchise. Jada Pinkett Smith and Leah Remini finally cleared the air over the Scientology on the latest episode of Red Table Talk. A rift between the two started when Remini name-dropped Jada and her husband Will Smith in her 2015 book, claiming they all attended a party at Tom Cruise's house where they played hide-and-seek. She later claimed Jada was a Scientologist. This is what Jada had to say about it.
You wrote a book, and it upset me because I didn't understand why we had to be in your book because, you know, when we really didn't have anything to do with this. And there were headlines about Scientology and hide and go seek at Tom's and how, you know, Will and I had participated. And I was hurt, but I never said anything.
And this is what Leah Remini had to say.
I was so caught up in the, I don't want to cry. I was just caught up in that pain.
Yeah.
Right? And also the pain of others.
Yeah.
And the effects that it had.
Jada ultimately chalked it up to all being a big-ass misunderstanding, and they are back to being friends, and the air is cleared. George Clooney is stepping up to help raise money for veterans. He's giving up one of his prized Harley-Davidson motorcycles for an auction. The bike is estimated to be worth $28,000. The bike is going to Homes for Our Troops, which is a nonprofit group which will auction off the bike to raise funds to build homes for severely injured vets. Since George crashed a scooter in Italy, his wife Amal has been hoping he sticks with four wheels moving forward instead of two.
Yeah, no kidding. That was scary. That wasn't even his fault, right? It
yeah.
was somebody else's.
Right. And Shaquille O'Neal and Ken Jeong are to start in an unscripted series pilot for TBS. The new series is currently titled Unqualified, and O'Neal and Jeong will team up to try out a variety of odd and different jobs like patrolling malls as rent-a-cops, substitute teaching kindergarten, train conducting, and performing as party clowns. O'Neal and Jeong will co-executive produce the show. I am so excited for this to happen because I love Shaq and I love Ken Jeong, and them together is going to be the funniest pair ever. For how small Ken Jeong is and how giant Shaq is, it's going to be hilarious. Also, them as kindergarten teachers, I mean, I can't wait. But that is the garbage. And coming up next hour, these musicians are turning into film producers. I'll let you know who it is.
For more, go to RadioNowIndy.com.
Did Liv, the web girl, and her boyfriend, Jewel Daddy, commit the ultimate betrayal as something that you would do to your friends? I mean, I've heard of this kind of happening when people start getting into a relationship and how their friends kind of slowly get phased out. But what they did, I don't know, Porkchop, you heard about this, and it's questionable to say the least.
Yeah, you're a bad friend.
Hey, take it easy.
I don't know if I'm going to say bad friend, but it's questionable. We're going to share this with you coming up in about 6 minutes here on the Joe and Alex Show.